Mishnah Daf Chav Chesem at Aleph that we've been talking about the last couple of days describes that Cheskas Karkos is Gimel Shonim. Gimel Shonim, in order for a Machzik to establish that he's the owner of Karka or things that are attached to the Karka, whether it's Batim and Boris and Shechin, etc., so he needs Gimel Shonim. And then the Mishnah adds at the end of that list, V'ho Avodim. Avodim K'nainim, also Cheskas and Gimel Shonim. What about Avodim Ivrim? So obviously they're not in the list. Avodim Ivrim are not konui. They're not karka. They're not konui to the Odin in the classical way, even though the Gemara does say that Eved Ivri Gufo konui, that doesn't mean Gufo konui mamish. It's a Gufo konui le'inyin zeh, that you need a shtar shichra to free him. You can't just say ba'amir ba'alma ba'apetrei zil, but you know, it's not really konui to the Odin. Eved Kanai, Avodim Hukshul Karkos, they're actually konoi, so there we can talk about the Cheskas Raya on the Kinyan. So the Mishnah says, Avodim, what's the Cheskas Raya to prove that you own the Eved Kanaini, Cheskas and Shaloshonim Yom Liyom? Avodim are part of this group of Karkos, of items that are Dovashu Osapera studied. That's why the Chazok is Gimel Shonim Yom Liyom. So the Rashba asks over here, why does the Mishnah include Avodim as part of this list, as Dover Shuosa Peres Todim? It sounds like the reason why Avodim don't have a Chazok La'alpin, the Chazok is only after Gimel Shanim, is because they're also Osa Peres Todim, they're like Cheskas Abatim and Cheskas Beis Abadim, they're like these other elements that are not Cheskasim La'alpin, because they're Osa Peres Todim. But why? Frek the Rashba, the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph seems to say that the reason why Avodim Acheskas and Gimel Shonim, that it's not La'alter, is because Minafshaya Ka'ayli, because Avodim can go by themselves into the home of the Machziks. It doesn't prove anything. Just because they're by the Machzik doesn't prove anything. That's the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Avodim Yeshlem Chazaka V'Homer Resh Lokesh Agod Yisem Ein Lem Chazaka. Amar Rava. Rishlokish says, Godros ein lem chazaka. What does that mean? So the Rashbam explains that animals, that sheep, Godros, penned animals, animals that normally are penned up, so they don't have a chazaka la'alter, they don't have a chazaka immediately. So, Frakta Gemara, if Godros ein lem chazaka, so Avodim also. Godros don't have a chazaka because minafshayo ka'ayli, they can go into the property of the machzik by themselves. So the fact that they're there doesn't prove anything. Rashbam says, Kol davar hamahalech bidrachim ubishvakim sheyochol lomar me'atzmo nichnas, eino chazaka. If you can go by yourself, so then there's no chazaka. So the kasha is, avadim also can go by themselves. Avadim can go by themselves, so they don't have a chazaka la'alta. Right? They don't have a chazaka la'alta. They don't. From the lashon Reish Lakish uses, it sounds like Godros don't have a chazaka bichlal. Right, not just la'alta, but they don't have a chazaka bichlal. So the same thing should hold true lagabe avodin. How could avodin? The Mishnah says avodin have a chazaka after Gimel Shonim, but from Reish Lakish's statement, it sounds that Godros don't have a chazaka bichlal because they walk by themselves. So since avodin walk by themselves, they also shouldn't have a chazaka. Zok Rava, no. No, they don't have a chazaka la'alta, but after Gimel Shonim, there is a chazaka. After Gimel Shonim, there is a chazaka. Because Mistama, there is some kind of a proof after Gimel Shonim. Even if Minafshayo Ka'ayli, there's no raya miyad that the machzik owns them, but after Gimel Shonim, there is a raya. Since there's a raya, that's why there's a chazaka after Gimel Shonim, and that's what the Mishnah is going on. Avodim have a chazaka la'acha Gimel Shonim, because Godros, even though Godros don't have a chazaka miyad, but after Gimel Shonim do have, Avodim are the same. So Frek the Rashba, our Mishnah seems to explain it. The reason why Avodim don't have a chazaka la'alter is not because Minafshayo Ka'ayli, not because they go by themselves. There's no raya from the fact that they came into the property of this machzik, that he actually bought them. Rather, it sounds like the Tam Hadoma, the reason why the Avodim don't have a chazaka miyad, is because they're also peros tadim. So also peros tadim, so then cheskos and Gimel Shonim. So which reason is it? The Gemara seems to be against the Mishnah. So Lashon the Mishnah sounds like Avodim Donavat Chazaka, yeah, because they're also Peres Tadu, that's why the Chazaka is only after Gimoshon. This is the kasha that the Rashba is. What does the Rashba answer? He answers with a Modna Zach. Modna answer in Rashba. Rashba says, Yeshlomer, the Godros, Anam Chazaka, La Alter, Avalacha, Shon, Oshnasayim, Shadarach, Abailim, Lahak, Vivakach, Vainam, Manichim, Osam, Viyar, Acherim, Yeshlom Chazaka. He says when the Gemara comments that Godros Ein Lehem Chazaka, that only means that Ein Lehem Chazaka Miyad. But if the Shana O Shnasayim, even that's Modna in the Rashba. I mean, which one is it? Well, what's the time? Shana O Shnasayim, is it 1 year, is it 2 years? It's something. It's some kind of a shir. It's less than Gimel Shana. He doesn't even tell us what the shir is, which is really strange. L'maisa, according to the Rashba's first parrots, when is there a Chazaka by Godros? It's not clear. But he says that if the Shana Oshna signed, then the Baal Taka unmarked it on the Godros, that they wouldn't allow this person to just have the Godros for less than a year or 2 years. So then they don't care, because even if the Godros are there, but they'll be able to take the Godros out. They'll be able to come to Bezin and be Moche late. Right? They don't care, since the Godros walk around. So no one's going to think, just because they weren't Moche immediately, no one's going to think that the Masik really owns them, that he bought them, that he got them in Matana. So the Bailam are not going to be Makbid. Marakam is not going to be Makbid. But after Shanosh Nasayim, then the Bailam are going to be Makbid. So they are going to be Makbid, and they weren't Makbid, they weren't Moche, so that's the biggest Raya. That's the biggest Raya that the Machzik actually bought. Aval Mishum Da Avdim Peros Todir Elam Chazaka Adla Acher Shalosh. But because, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Va'avodim nami mishamai taima la'achar shana oshnasayim sa'akal v'chazaka. Avodim, also, just like Godros, mishamai taima, because of the time of minashay ka'ayli, so then, admittedly, avodim don't have a chazaka miyad. But after shana oshnasayim, they should be the same as Godros. Avodim and Godros should be the same. There should be a chazaka l'gabei avodim, even after shana oshnasayim. That's why the Mishnah has to tell you, no, Mishum da'avdi peres todir, because they're part of the list of things that are also peres todir, so then, avodim don't have a chazaka till gimel shon. That's the chiddush. Avodim are different. Taka, the svara, I mean, afshar of ka'ayli applies to avodim too, but that svara is only enough to explain why there's no chazaka mi'ad. But after shanosh nesam, there should be a chazaka, both by godos and by avodim. Comes the Mishnah and says, Avodim are different, since they also peres todir. Their chazak is taka only after Gimel Shon. As it comes out, according to the Rashba's first teretz, Avodim and Godros are not the same. Avodim, the chazak is after Gimel Shon, is only after Gimel Shon. Why? Because they're also peres todir. Godros, the chazak is going to be after Shanosh Nasayim, because the Svar of Minashayel Ka'ayli explains why they don't have a chazak of Miyad, they have the Shanosh Nasayim, then the Balam Taka are going to be Makbi. So it comes out, Avodim and Godros, according to the first day in the Rashba, are different. They're different. Aye, but from the Gemara, it sounds like they're the same. The Gemara says, Resh Lakish holds a Godros, Ein Lehem Chazaka, and then the Gemara answers, Ein Lehem Chazaka la'alter, Avol Yesh Lehem Chazaka la'acha shalosh. It sounds like it's going on the Godros and the Avodim. It sounds like it's going on both of them. They don't have a Chazaka miyad, but after Gimel Shem, they do have a Chazaka. According to the Rashba, it sounds like Godros, the Lashon of the Gemara, Avol La'acha Sholosh Yesh Lehem Chazaka, that's not going on Godros. Godros have a Chazaka after Shana Oshnasayim? That's not what the Gemara says. So the Rashba, what you gotta say is that Chilik in the Gemara, the Chilik between La'alter as opposed to La'acha Sholosh, that's talking about Avodim, it's not talking about Godros. In the Chanami, Godros Ein Lehem Chazaka La'alter. When is their Chazaka? That's Shana Oshnasayim. That's not mentioned by the Gemara. The actual time when Godros have a chazaka, that's left out of the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Resh Lakish holds Godros and chazaka, yeah. Avo yeshtam chazaka la'acha gimel shonim, the Gemara is answering, Avodim don't have a chazaka, yeah, but they have a chazaka after gimel shonim. Godros, when is the chazaka for Godros? That's not mentioned in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is just saying, Godros don't have a chazaka miyad, but they'll have a chazaka after Shanosh Nasayim. It comes out that the Gemara is not really talking about the halachas of both Avodim and Godros. Right? It's not telling you the chazaka l'gabei Godros. That you have to know from some other source. Right? From a svar. Comes out a little modna, but that's how the Rashba learns the Gemara. Because the Rashba has to explain why I need a second reason to answer why Avadim Cheskas and Gimel Shadim. I need this idea of Osa Peres Tadim. So what do I need the idea of Osa Peres Tadim? Must be that Godros have a Chazaka less than Gimel Shadim. Avadim, we know, have a Chazaka only after Gimel Shadim. It must be because there's a separate reason. It's not Miram Shai or Kaili, but rather because they're Osa Peres Tadim. Ben.
Wouldn't the second reason for Osa Peres Tadim make the Chazaka shorter? Because you care more about that. You care more about the object. You care more about the Eved now that it's creating Peres Tadim. That would make it longer.
So why is Cheskas Avadim Gimel Shadim then? If it's also per, if also per is tada, should tell me the chazaka is less than gemul shanim. So cheskas abadim and boas and feis abadim should be less than gemul shanim. Apparently, the gemara is not assuming like that. Gemara is not assuming like that.
We're saying that because they're now combined, it's going to create 3 years. Shouldn't it just be by itself then, based on that? Based on that.
What do you mean it should be by itself?
You shouldn't need both the reason of the godros and by.
No, but if it's only minafshay or ka'ayli, so then chazaka of Avadim should be after Shanosh Nasayim, just like by Godros. Why is it after Gimel Shanim? It must be because it's also Peres Tadim.
So then do we only care about that, or do we also care about the...
Well, we don't need the other reason then.
Yeah.
Osa Peres Tadim should be sufficient. Right? If I wouldn't have had the Osa Peres Tadim, so I would say Avadim have a Chazak after Shanosh Nasayim. Lefi the Rashba in the stats, right? Have a Chazak after Shanosh Nasayim, because the same as Godros. Comes Osa Peres Tadim and says that no, Avadim have this other reason, so just because of this other reason, their chazak is going to be after Gimel Shanim. This is the Rashba's first answer. The Ritva is very troubled with this answer, because he says it's not Maduyik in the Sugya, as the Rashba himself was sensitive. Right? The Rashba stands on his head to figure out how it works in the Sugya. He says the Sugya is not really talking about Godos, because the chazak of Gimel Shanim doesn't apply to Godos. But Zok the Ritva, that's really a chiddush to say like that. I think it's difficult, the Ritva says. Ritva says, he quotes the Rashba, he doesn't even say the Rashba, he doesn't quote the Rashba by name, he just says Perish. He gives the Rashba's Perish. It sounds like he's giving you the Perish, but it's really someone else's Perish. He doesn't like this. So he says, the sugya l'gabe godros is not misyashiv yofer according to this perish. Why not? For the reason that we gave before. Right? That the sugya asks from avodim to godros, the comparison, and it gives an answer that eilem chazaka miyad avayeshnam chazaka l'achag emoshanim, and it sounds like that chiluk really is going on both avodim and godros. According to the Rashba, it's not going on Godros. It seems a little bit difficult after Ritva. The Hanochon do Havodim veHagodros kevin shein lem chazaka la'alter ukmuna rabbanu gimel shanim kedin abatim shlolos says devarim l'shiurim. Zokter Ritva, no, Avodim and Godros are really the same. They have the same din. The chazaka is taka after gimel shanim. The Gemara and Lamedav is going on both, but the chazaka for both is only after gimel shanim. But why is it after gimel shanim? So he says the real reason why Ein Cheskasam La'alter is because Minafshay Ka'ayli. He said that svar applies to both Avodim and to Godros. Since they can move by themselves, they're free moving, so there's no raya, the fact that they came into the home of the Masa, there's no raya that the Masa bought them, because maybe they came by themselves. Aye, so why is Cheskasam Gimel Shanim? Why should Cheskasam be Gimel Shanim? What, because the Bailam Amakpid, a makbid after Shanosh Nasayim? No, Zokter Ritva, there's no such svar. Shanosh Nasayim, the Bailam HaMakbid, no. The fact is that Cheskasan cannot be la'alter because there's no raya. There's no raya. So say the Chazok is miyad, that we're not going to say. Once it's not miyad, Zokter Ritva, ukminu rabbonon agimol shanim. Chazal have a shir of gimol shanim. If it's not going to be miyad, it's got to be gimol shanim. Can't be in the middle, he says. Can't be in the middle, because then nasatad varecha l'shiur. Then there's no standard. Everyone can be different. And Chazal don't want to do that. Right? Shlolos is devarim l'shiurim k'fima shebnei adam makpidim. They can't make a different rule for everyone. K'de yisa b'gemara choftes. Those who've learned the Gemara already know that on daf choftes, the Gemara asked that if Cheskas Gimel Shanim is all about being makpid, so a person is makpid miyad, so then the Chazaka should be miyad. So the Gemara says, we can't do that. We can't have different standards. There has to be one standard for everyone. So it's not going to be miyad, and it's got to be gemushal. Chazal established some kind of standard, some kind of general standard for everyone. Talk to Ritva, the same is true over here. Now, once we say that both avadim and godros, you can't have a chazaka miyad because minafshar ka'ayli, since they can walk by themselves, no raya miyad. So then Chazal establish the chazaka for both on gemushal. Both of them, godros as well. The chazaka is gemushal. Chazaka is gemushal. So according to the Rashba's first teretz, why is Avodim, why is the Chazaka for Avodim Gimel Shonim? Because of Osaperos Todim, not because of Minafshar Ka'ayli. Godros don't have a Chazaka Miyad because Minafshar Ka'ayli, their Chazaka Taka is after Shanosh Nasai. Avodim don't have a Chazaka Miyad, Minafshar Ka'ayli, yes, that's true, but that's not the real reason, because the real reason why the Chazaka is after Gimel Shonim is because they're Osaperos Todim. Dr. Ritva, no, both Avodim and Godros. The real reason why Cheskos and Gimel Shonim is what? Not Minafshay or Ka'ayli. Right? The reason why there's no Chazaka Miyad is because Minafshay or Ka'ayli, they can go by themselves. That's why there's no proof Miyad, the fact that they're in the home of the Machzor. Why is Cheskos and Gimel Shonim? That's because once the Chazaka can't be Miyad, so Chazal established the standard that it's going to be Gimel Shonim. For both Avodim and for Godim. So what's the final kasha, he says? What's the final kasha? Well, if the Gemara mentions, if the Mishnah mentions Avodim, and both Avodim and Godros, Cheskos and Gimel Shonim, for the same reasons, should have mentioned Godros too? Zakhtar Ritva, no. Avodim are mentioned in the Mishnah, Avodim are Hukshu L'Karkos, the Kamadinim, and they're Osim Peres Tadim. So since they're Hukshu L'Karkos, Mitzah Hadin, and Mitzah Metzias, they're Osim Peres Tadim, like Karka, so that's why the Mishnah mentions Avodim. Really, Avodim and Godros have the same halacha, that there's no chazaka miyad because minafshar ka'ayli. They have a chazaka la'achar gimel shanim, not because of osiperis tadim. That's not the real reason. Avodim have a chazaka la'achar gimel shanim because once they can have a chazaka la'altas, then chazal establish it on gimel shanim. But Avodim are mentioned in the Mishnah. Even though really the Bailim might be makbid less than Gimel Shan. It might be makbid less than Gimel Shan, but Avodim are mentioned in the Mishnah because they're like Karka. It's because they're Osiperes Tadim. Even if by Cheskes Avatim, the Kpeda would only be after Gimel Shan. The Raya from the Shtikas HaBailim is only after Gimel Shanim. But we add Avodim to that list because Avodim are similar to Karkos. They're also Osiperes Tadim, the Hukshul Karkos. So that's why, for technical reasons, that's why they're mentioned in the Mishnah. The Ritva's pshat. The Ritva clearly would assume that by Godros, when do they have a Chazaka? Not like the Rashba's first pshat, but he would say that the Godros only have a Chazaka after Gimel Shonim. Okay, Minu Rabbanan, a Gimel Shonim is a standard, so he wouldn't say Shanosh Nasai. The Rashba adds a second pshat. He comes around to the Ritva, but not exactly. The Rashba adds a second pshat, where he also admits that maybe the Chazaka by Godros is only after Gimel Shan. Right? What is the Rashba saying in the second pshat? This is on the Yomid Beis and the Kovitz. The Avodim trait time is behind. The Rashi wants to suggest maybe Avodim have two reasons why Cheskos and Gimel Shan. Chad mishum da azli minafshai, ve'od mishum sha'osim peres todim. There really are two reasons, he says. Two reasons. Now this is different than his first answer because he's saying the fact that minafshayu azli, minafshayu, they come into the property of the machzik, that's enough to explain why Avodim are Cheskos and Gimel Shan. Now, in his first approach, the Rashi was not assuming like that. The Rashi was saying that Minafshar Ka'ayli explains why it's not Cheskosan Miyad, but the Chazaka should be after Shano Shnasai. So here he's shifting gears, and he's saying, no, maybe Taka, Minafshar Ka'ayli would explain why the Chazaka is only after Gimel Shana. Maybe he assumes, he doesn't even have to say what the Ritva says. He doesn't have to say that the Chazal established on Gimel Shana because of the standard. Maybe it's not because of this standard. Maybe he assumes that there's no raya from Shtikas HaBailim until Shalashon. Right? Minafshayu Ka'azli, there's no raya liyava, maybe there's no raya even until Gimel Shanim, so that's why Avadim Cheskos and Gimel Shanim, because Minafshayu Ka'azim. But he says there's another reason also Peres Tadim, so they really have two reasons. But since Avadim Ahokshu LeKarkos, so that's why they're mentioned in the Mishnah together with Karkos. Even though really there is another reason, there's another reason why the Avadim Cheskos and Gimel Shanim, Minafshayu Ka'azli, but it's only it is mentioned, only Avadim are mentioned in the Mishnah, because the Hokshul Karkos, they're similar to the Karkos, they're also Peristadir, so that's why they're mentioned in the Mishnah. According to the second Pshat of the Rajva, what changed? The Chazaka for what?
Godras,
right? The second Pshat of the Rajva would assume the Chazaka for Godras is not after Shanosh Nasayim. Right? There he assumes Avadim and Godras are the same. It works out better in the Sugya on Lamed Vav, because then the chilik between Shana, between Miyad as opposed to Gimel Shanim, goes for both Avadim and for Godras. That's good, that's better. It's better. And then what would come out is that the Raja would admit that the Chazaka for Godras is only after Gimel Shanim, it's not after Shanosh Nasayim. Which would work out better with the Slara, just stop to say Shanosh Nasayim is difficult. So these are the three approaches in the Sugya, that either Avadim are special, they have a special reason of Osa Peres Tadim, and that's why Cheskos and Gimel Shanim. The Svarim in Afshayu Ka'azli would only explain why there's no Chazak al-Alte, but the Chazak would be after Shanosh Nasayim, and then Avodim and Godras would be split. Or both Avodim and Godras Cheskosan is after Gimel Shanim, because in Afshayu Ka'azli explains why there's no Chazak al-Miyad, but once there's no Chazak al-Miyad, then Chazal established the Chazak to be only after Gimel Shanim. Or both Godras and Avodim Cheskos and Gimel Shanim, but Avodim have two reasons, both because Minafshayu Ka'azli and because of also Peres Tadir, and Godras have only one reason that Minafshayu Ka'azli. Okay, these are the three approaches of the Rishon. Question? Okay, Eli, yeah.
The point to the Rizpah that we read the Mishnah, why Avodim is that it was just a technical point that was Peres Tadir. Then why is that a technical point for Avodim, but a fundamental point for all the other things in the Mishnah?
It's a fundamental point for the other things in the Mishnah, but it's not necessary for Avodim. Avodim have a different reason. They don't need that reason in order to require Cheskos and Gimel Shanim. Right? It's sufficient, but not necessary, because there's another reason. The other things don't have the other reasons, so that's why they're ikker in the list. It's significant. The time.
What was the Rashba missing in his second shot that he needed to give his first shot? Like seemingly the second shot is much more established.
I think he probably felt the claim of Adam have two different svaras. The two different reasons seems a little bit difficult. Right? So that's why he preferred the first shot, even though it wasn't working out with the sugi. So, Zach?
According to the second shot of the Rashba, could you have something else that would be Shinar or Shnasayim, or just these two Dakar?
In the second shot, it sounds like he's just rejecting the Shinar Shnasayim. You'd have to give me an example so we could analyze whether it really should be Shinar Shnasayim.
He's saying it's either or, no matter.
But I think that's such a chiddush that once the Rashba deflects that, right? Once he said, there's so many chidushim in his first pshat. There's the Shanosh Nasayim, and the fact that Avadim and Godras don't even have the same halacha. So, you know, once he moves away from that, I'd say that it's better to avoid that pshat, because it's really a chiddush. Tovia?
What makes Avadim a posi peres tadir?
That means that we use the evet for chores, right? The evet is used to set the table and to do the laundry and to... They're working the whole day. They're working every day, the whole day, day and night. I mean, not working 24/7. We give them time to sleep, but they're working all day. Right? Godros, you're not benefiting from the Godros all day, right? Sometimes you shear the wool of the animal. Sometimes the animal's milk. So the animal is providing something, but it's not osim peres tadir. It's not osim peres tadir. So the halacha is going to be different. What's difficult with the Raj? You know. After all, the dust settles. You feel like, okay, I have a kasha. I have three answers. There's some nafkamina between the answers. But b'chora, the Rashba itself is a teller. What's his kasha? Let's go back to the beginning of it. You know, first you have to read the Rishonim, and then you have to analyze whether whether there's a problem over here. The kasha of the Rashba is, why are avodim mentioned in the list in the Mishnah? The Mishnah gives the impression that why are avodim cheskas and gemal shana? Because they're also peros tadim. So it's not true. He says, that's not why. Cheskas and gemal shana, because minafshayo ka'azli, so there's no raya. There's no raya miyat. That's the kasha. What's the Rashba talking about? Avodim are cheskas and gemal shana because they're osim peros tadim? Think about it. Does that really make sense? Osa peros tadir is a reason to say cheskasan gimel shanim, as opposed to miyad. That's really the reason why cheskasan gimel shanim as opposed to miyad. That's not really what osa peros tadir is about. What is osa peros tadir? What's the difference between davar she'osa peros tadir and davar she'ein osa peros tadir? Yes. Miyom liyom, Yaakov. Exactly. Miyom liyom. Osa peros tadir just explains why you need gimel shanim shleimus, as opposed to gimel shanim she'enam shleimus. It doesn't explain why you need gimel shanim. It doesn't explain why you need. L'chora cheska sabatim is gimel shanim. I mean, we'll have to see why it's gimel shanim. But the way we've explained, there's no raya until gimel shanim. The shtika sabaylim is not a raya until gimel shanim. You probably you saw some rishonim that seem to be saying already. Okay, usha. Okay, we'll see. It's not a raya until gimel shanim, just because the Baal Mashosik is not a raya. Osa peros tadir is not a reason to explain why the chazaka is not miyav, but rather it's after gimel shanim. Osa peros tadir is a reason to explain why you need gimel shanim miyom liyom. You need gimel shanim shleimus. What's the Rashba asking? What's the kasha bichlal? What's the kasha bichlal? What's more, what's the first teres that the Rashba gives? He says no. The Gemara in the Daf Lamed Vav is saying that Godro saying them Chazaka la'altar, but Nafshayo ka'azli is not a reason to say that the Chazaka should be after Gimel Shanim. The Bailam, by Godro, the Bailam will be Makbid after Shanosh Nasayim, so their Chazaka is going to be after Shanosh Nasayim. Avadim are also Peros Todir, so therefore their Chazaka is going to be after Gimel Shanim. What did he just say? The Bailam are going to be Makbid on Godro, so after Shanosh Nasayim. Avadim are different though, because they're also peros tadir. Therefore, what? Therefore, cheskas and gimel shanim. It sounds like he's saying, avadim, because they're also peros tadir, the bailam are not going to be makbid until gimel shanim. Now, what kind of a strange idea is that? Nochamo, because it's also peros tadir, that's why the bailam are not going to be makbid. What does also peros tadir have to do with the paid of the bailam? The Rashba is pele ploim, if you think about it. The kash is a pele. His first teretz is a pele. The whole thing is a pele. Also, peros tadir is not a svara to explain why the chazak is gimel shanim. It's a svara to explain why you need gimel shanim shleimus, as opposed to gimel shanim a little bit less, you know, 18 months, less than gimel shanim shleimus. But it's not a reason to explain why you need gimel shanim bechlal. So what's the Rashba asking? The Ritva on Daf Lamed Vav quotes the Rashbam, but he adds a very important nekuda, a very important point, and that might flesh out what the Rashba really holds. What does the Ritva say? First glance, you just read the Ritva on Lamed Vav, you think, okay, he's quoting the Rashba, like, well, what's the point? But you got to read it carefully. You got to read it carefully. If you read it carefully, you'll see that he really is adding something to the Rashba. What does the Ritva say? Let's see it inside. If you have a code, please look on with me. About Lamed Vav. If he writes like this, Parik Rava la alter elam chazaka v'yeshlam chazaka la'achashonosh. Midivrei haRashba the avodim kaim. From the Rashba, you get the sense that this line is talking about avodim and not godos, meaning the chilik between the yad as opposed to gimel shon. Because the first Rashba assumes that by Godros, Hakad Chazak is going to be by Godros, you have to Shanosh Nasayim, not Gimel Shan, right? The Yeshlam Chazak ala Acha Shaloshon, and Dafka, and Mesha Osa Peres Todim. Vula Yishto Bershusam Zman Rav Shaloshon. Avo Godros, Nehida Enam Chazak ala Altar, Avo Yeshlam Chazak Bechle Shederach Abaylam Lahakbit, Shlo Lanicham Bershus Acher. Sounds like the Rashba, Teretz number one, right? Avadim, because the rosa peres tada, therefore the chazak is gimel shanim godros. So chazak la alter, but they have a chazaka b'chdei shederach habaylim lahakpe, which is going to be after shana or shnasa. What is he at? I just, you know, said it over. I didn't want to emphasize any word, not to give it away. Ari?
I think he's saying that there's some...
What are the key words?
I know the answer outside.
What's the answer?
The answer outside is that by animals, they walk around more. It's easier to keep a button to stay in one place. So therefore, it's going to take more time to have an actual chazaka that these are actually somebody's avadim, because they're not going to walk around as often. While goats,
not going to walk around as often?
They're not going to leave as often. You can keep them in one place for more time.
Okay.
By goats, they walk around more, so therefore it's going to be less time to show a siddin.
Okay, I hear you're getting there. You're getting there. What's the key language? I want you to tunnel. Ula yishto b'rishusam zman rav. Who said that? I didn't say that in the Rashi. Because avodim are also peres todiv, ula yishto b'rishusam zman rav. Maybe they'll stay there zman rav. What does that mean? Maybe they'll stay zman rav. Oh, I see what you're saying, Mary. That they'll stay. That they're... Slow. Ula yishto zman rav. What does that mean? Avodim are also peres todir, and maybe they'll stay there zman rav. They'll stay there zman rav without what? They'll stay there zman rav without what? Godros ein lam chazaka la'alt rav yesh lam chazaka b'chdei shederach habaylim lahakvich lo lanichem b'shus haferim. Avodim are also peres todir, therefore ula yishto zman rav. Ula yishto zman rav, what's he saying? Maybe they'll stay there zman rab before the Bailam are going to be makbid. The Bailam are not going to be makbid. The Rashba is saying, Taka, avodim are also peres tader, and maybe that is the reason why cheskasan gimel shanim, because the kpeidas habailam is only going to be after gimel shanim. That's what he seems to be saying. Avodim osim peres tader, v'ula yishto zman rab. Maybe they'll remain in the property zman rab. Goaters are not going to run on the property? They're going to run around? No, it's no reason to run around. The contrast was that by Godros, the Bailam are going to be Makbid after Shana Shnasai. Avodim, the Bailam are what? The contrast would be that the Bailam are not going to be Makbid until 3 years. Wana. Zokta Rajba, Zokta Ritva, B'shem the Rajba, or interpreting the Rajba. Avodim are also in Peres Toder. Therefore, Ula Yishto Zman Rav before the Mecha, before the Bailam are going to be Makbid. So that's why their Chazak is only going to be after Gimel Shanim, because the Bailam are not going to be Makbid until after Gimel Shanim. That seems to be the way that he understood what the Rashba writes in the first answer. So according to that, both questions are answered. The reason Avodim Chazkas and Gimel Shanim is because there was a Peres Tadir. Because they're osa peros tadir, the Bailam are only going to be makbid after Gimel Shanim. Or within Gimel Shanim, but before Gimel Shanim, there's no raya from the shtikas habailam. Right? It's not just stam a factor, right? Avodim happened to be osa peros tadir. No, that's gufa the svara, Zokta Rashba. That the shtikas habailam doesn't prove anything until after Gimel Shanim, because ula yishto is man ra before the kpeida, before the mecham. Since Taka working pshat, right? The kasha that we ask, well, what's the kasha? The Rashi says, why are avadim cheskas gimel shanim? What? Because they're also peres tadir. That's what the Mishnah said, but that's not true. The real reason is when you have shayu kaazli the same as godros. No, zok the Rashba. No, avadim cheskas gimel shanim because also peres tadir. Since also peres tadir, maybe the bailam are not going to be makbid until gimel shanim. So that really is the reason avadim have a chazaka only after gimel shanim. So it fits in beautifully. Question is, what does it mean? What does it mean? Just what's the svar? Avodim are also peres tadir, so therefore the Bailim are going to let the Avodim stay in the property until the Moshana. Why? What's the svar? What is the svar? So that I'm not so sure about. It's a tough Rashba. It's a very tough Rashba. A lot of the svarim, they point out that the Ritva seems to interpret that the Rashba's first answer is saying this. The question is, what's the svar to say like this? I thought about this long and hard. I think maybe what the Ritva has in mind is this. The Kpeda of the Bailam is a function of the fact that someone else is acting like a Baal with their property. Someone else is acting like a Baal, so now they're going to get the impression that this other person owns the item. Avadim, Godros, Karka, whatever. So what generates that kind of kveda? So perhaps what the Rashba is saying is that what generates that kveda is if a person is misnahe kebailim multiple times. One time is not going to be a big deal. That doesn't, you know, make the bailim be so concerned. But multiple hisnahagos kebailim, using an object multiple times and acting like a bailim, so that creates angst for the marakam. He feels like this person is acting like a bailim multiple times, so that's going to create an impression that he's the owner, that he's the current owner. But interestingly enough, according to the Rashba, just because he's acting like a bailim multiple times, he's still only going to be makpid. The marakam is still only going to be makpid after a year. Right? I mean, within a year. We still have this kind of year shear, which I can't really explain. And if you were to ask me, I'd say, well, he's makbid after multiple times, so the person's mistai kebailim three times, so that should be enough. Right? We're not counting the times. Right? Godras are not osa peres tadis, so he's misnai kebailim multiple times. We're not counting the times. We're saying, oh, if Godras ataka not osa peres tadir, so then he's going to be makbid after shanosh nasayim. Who thought of the shear of shanosh nasayim? I'm not sure. But shana is a davar chashev. You could say chodesh is a davar chashev, but shana achas is a davar chashev. Shnasayim, that's a sheer chashev. So if the item is eina osa peres tadir, that means that every hishtamshus that you have in the item, you take the godros and you use the godros, you shear the wool off the godros, you use the milk of the godros. So every time that you're using the godros, you're demonstrating, the machzik is demonstrating that he's a bailim. So, since it's multiple usages, it's multiple tashmishim, multiple opportunities to demonstrate that the masik is a bailim, so that bothers the original owner. So he will be makbid in less time. He'll be makbid after only a shana. A shana is enough for him because there were multiple actions of the masik to demonstrate that he's the current bailim. Avadim though are osa peros kadu. What does that mean? That means that you're constantly using them. So if you're constantly using them, there aren't multiple expressions of bialus of the mass. If you're constantly using them, so it's like a hishtamshus achas aruka. It's just, it's a hemshech echad. It's viewed as one hishtamshus. Even though, they're using it constantly, so you would say, no, fakir, he's using it so much. No, but it's not like independent usage. You know, people, okay, he's using it. It's not an independent usage. You use it for the milk, and then you use it for the shearing. Like, each one emphasizes the point. But if the effort is being used constantly, somehow that doesn't bother the owner as much, doesn't bother the bialim as much, because it's just view, the perception is that it's one long hishtamshus. So in such a case, what does he need? When is he going to be makbid? The Rashba, Avadim, Arosa Peres Tadir. It's all one long hishtamshus, 24/7, kemat, you're going to use them. So only after 3 years is the bailam makbid. Right? The marakam is not going to be makbid because ula yishtov, he'll let it remain there because there aren't so many independent expressions of bailus on the evet, so it doesn't bother them as much. Maybe that's what the Rashba has in mind. That something which is not also peres tadis, so there are so many expressions of bialus over here, so that's going to bother the original owner much sooner. Marakam is going to be moche even before 3 years. See, if the shanosh nasayim is going to be moche. Avadim, since they're also peres tadir, it's just one long hishtamshus. So even though you think faket, he should be moche more because there's more of a hishtamshus. It might be more of a hishtamshus, but it's really one long hishtamshus. So because it's one long hishtamshus, maybe until it's 3 years, he's not going to be locked. Perhaps that's what the Rashba has in mind, the way that the Ritva quotes it, the version of the Ritva. Okay. Questions? Ari.
Would you say then that is maybe that's why he uses the Lashon of Shana Ocean Tayim, because they're following what he suggested, then 2 years plus one, and then they get against it.
So what do you mean 2 years plus one?
One, two, 2 years. So we're going to say that Gojos are maybe 1 to 2 years. It has to say that because if we're saying that multiple local Ishtamshuses for the above 3 years, then to get to one less than that to be one thing. Meaning if we said that it was only one Shana by Gojos, maybe you say 2 years would be enough by
Maybe. I'm not sure what the Lashon of Shana Shnasayim means. This is a really strange Lashon. It's not a specific unit. So like, what is it? How do we know? According to that parrot, so how would Bezdin Paskin? Shana Shnasayim. He's just giving an example that it's going to be less than 3 years, but it's a unit. Apparently, the kpeda of the Marakam is not linked to the actual hishtamshas, but rather once there are multiple hishtamshios, if you will, so then he's makbid on the first unit, right? On Shana Shnasayim. Some unit that's going to be a chativa chashuva. So it's not the hishtamshas itself. We don't count the different usages, but once there are multiple hishtamshios, so then he's going to be makbid when it comes to a shir of zman choshev. Yes.
Yesterday, the ritual we discussed mentioned that by the base havada, the dafka, we're using different types of oils, as opposed to the shita we mentioned that we're doing different uses of the base havada. So seemingly, the ritva is machali between different uses. If the havada is doing two different maisos.
No, I think the ritva over there is just saying that we're talking about a beis habad that's used for another oil besides shem and zayis. That perhaps it's not one time. You know, if you're making, I don't know, sesame oil, so the sesame seeds are not going to get ruined. So you might use it for a longer period of time. Is he saying multiple types of shemen? I don't know if it's mukhruf to say multiple types of shemen. It could be it's just not shemen zayis, so therefore it's not limited to zman abadim, because you'll be able to squeeze that item and create oil a whole year. Yes?
Maybe it's possible to say also it has to do with directives also. We had Rebbe say that they're connected together, but it's also because the Eved thinks for himself, so then meaning there's less time that the master is giving the directive versus when it comes to the animal. The beis habad, meaning it's similar to the animal, which each time is its own thing, and the animal doesn't have recollection of the past of what it's supposed to be doing, versus with the Eved, once there's a directive to be doing something with the Peros, then it's one action, even if there's several things throughout the day, but it remembers from the day before and stuff like that. So
you're saying it's not a different directive, as opposed to Godros. Yeah, but then it's not a chilek between osu peres tadeh as opposed to any osu peres tadeh. The chilek is that avodim have their own, they have a brain, so they can act on their own based on the tzivu that they had previously. Godos are not just doing whatever the owner. They're sort of the heftza in the owners.
To the day before, because it's really the same directive.
So the same directive that they got before. I hear efshim. Maybe that's a possibility. Okay, let's go back. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shamati mehochei usha, shehayu omrim menayin lechazaka shigimol shana, mishar hamur. Rabbi Yochanan says that he heard from Holchei Usha, that's the Sanhedrin, that is the Rashi explains, the Sanhedrin was Golsa, the different places, and Usha was one of them. So Holchei Usha said like this, what's the source of cheskas gimol shana? Mishar hamur. They say like this. What is Cheskas Gimel Shon? Where do we get this idea of Gimel Shon? Where does it come from? So they say there's a precedent. Shor Hamuad is a concept in Bava Kama. We know that a shor, as long as it hasn't gored three times, there's only a chiyuv of chatzi nezek. After the shor has gored three times, so then on the fourth time, could be a machlokas amarayim, but for our purposes, we'll say on the fourth time, then he's a shor amuad, he's a goring shor, he's muad, there's a hadah, you have to warn the bailim. Muad comes from a lashon hadah, that you warn the bailim to watch the shor. That's really the ikar. Right, that you warn the bailim to watch the shore. So now, if they don't watch the shore properly, then they'll be chayav nezek sholem if the shore gores again. So the Holchei Usha say, just like by shor hamuad, Nafak le'mecheskas tam, mekomei becheskas mu'ad. After Gimel pa'amim, it's nafak le'mecheskas tam. Now the shore is called the shore. Mu'ad is not called the shore tam anymore. So too, hachanami, if ochlet la'ashonim, if he eats the peris of the karka, the kvi is nafak le'meshus mocher, v'kaima le'meshus lokat. So then it leaves the property of the mocher and goes to the lokat, to the reshus of the lokat. Track the Gimel. Ima shara muad ad negich revias lo machayev hachanami achan revias lo kaima bishusei. If you compare to shara muad, if we say cheskes hamashan was learned from shara muad, so just like by shara muad until negich revias, there's no real change because he's not paying nezek shalim until negich revias. So do here. Until shana revias, it shouldn't be kaima bishus lokeach, it should still be bishus mocheh. Dr. Gemara, no. Achiyash the hasim echinogach shalosh negichos avi muad. The idakilo nogach my leshale. Hashara muad. The change occurs. The shalosh negichos. It becomes a shara muad. The shem shara muad is chal b'negichos shlishis. It's just, see, there's nothing to pay. There's no change in the payment because until it goes the fourth time, then there's no nezek shalom. But hacha came to hacha letlan shani kaimala bershusay. But here, once Achla Gimel Shonim, once the Machzik eats the peris of the Karka Gimel Shonim, it's Kaima Bershusa. It leaves the Rishus of the Marakama, it comes to the Rishus of the Machzik, it's Kaima Bershusa. So after Gimel Shonim, it's already Bershusa Machzik. I don't need a fourth time. Now, this is the shock of the Tide of Gimel. The Hochiusha say that the Gechaz Gimel Shonim is learned from Shara Muad, but just like by Shara Muad, we establish the Chazaka after Gimel Pa'amim, so too by Chesed Gimel Shom, we establish a Chazaka after Gimel Pa'amim. So Gemara asks, no, by Shah Muad, the change really only occurs at the fourth Negicha when the Nezek Shom is going to be paid. So Gemara says, yeah, that's because the status change really is beforehand. The Chazaka is established after three, but there's no Nafkamina Lamaisa until four. But here, once you have the status change, so therefore the Machzik now is established as the new owner, even after three years. That's the Gemara. The reading of the Gemara. The question is, what does the Gemara say? What other Holchi Yerusha really say? I can read the words too, but what are they really saying? It's not so posh what they're saying. So comes Tosfos. First, let's look at the Rishon. You know, when you look at a sugya, so you have to see Rashi, Tosfos. So Rashi doesn't say anything, fundamental over here. He explains a little bit in the Gicha Revias, but he's not explaining what the Hochiusha is saying. But Tosfos has a kasha. He's a kasha. He's a teretz. So let's look at the kasha of Tosfos. The Gemara says that ad negich revias lo machayev the pashar muad until the fourth negich is nochiyev. So tamer l'ri, de my part. The Ri asks, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Hahochi yolif mishar muad. Mahasam huchzak nagchan shalosh pe'omim, hachanami huchzak shaskan shalosh pe'omim, im kein mishalosh shonim ve'elech komalei b'shus. That's the kasha of Tosfos. Okay, I'm not going to get to the teretz of Tosfos now, but let's just look at the kasha. Tosfos says, what's the kasha of the Gemara? You're learning from Shor HaMuad, so why do you say that cheskes gilu shonim is after 3 years? But the reality is, by Shor HaMuad, the chiyuv tashlumin only changes by the fourth negicha. That's when he pays nezek shalim and ab chatzin nezek. So the zel bazach should be becheskas karka. It should be only after dalit shon. So frek deri, what's the kash? If you understand what the whole chiyush is based on, so then you should realize that the kash of the gemara is not a kash. What's the whole chiyush based on? He says, it's based on the idea that just like by Shor HaMuad, he's huchzak nagchan shalosh pe'omim. Menayin lechazaka shehi shalosh pa'omim. What's the real kasha? How do you know that chazaka always, that a change occurs if the three times? We know that from Shor HaMuad. So Shor HaMuad is huchzak nagchan. And so too by cheskas karkos. The Bailim, the Marakam is Huchzuk Shaskan after Gimel Pa'amim. So if the whole idea is based on that he's Huchzuk Shaskan after Gimel Pa'amim, so who cares about the fourth Nevicha? He's Huchzuk Shaskan after Gimel Pa'amim, so the Karka should be established in the Rishus of the Machzik after Gimel Pa'amim. What's Tosfos saying? The Halacha Yerusha are establishing that just like we know that Shara Mu'ad is Huchzuk Nachlin, if the Gibbo Palmim says so too, the Bailim are Huchzuk Shaskin. And therefore what? And therefore what? They're Huchzuk Shaskin, and therefore what? Say the magic words. And therefore what? What is Cheskas Gimel Shanim based on? Lefi Halacha Yerusha, according to Tosfos. What's it based on? Right. Mention the principles that we developed over the first couple of days. What's Tosfos really saying? That the Bailim become Huchzuk Shaskin after three times. And therefore what? Zach?
About the Marakama?
I'm sorry?
About the Marakama?
About the Marakama? Why? How is that Machzik, the Kaka, by the Machzik? How is that establishing the Kaka by the Machzik, the fact that the Bailim become Huchzuk Shaskin after three times? Ari?
Because Cheskas Raya?
Cheskas Raya, what are you saying? That it's a what? Yeah, yeah, say the words. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's right. What's that mean? He has a proof that belongs to him.
He has a raya? A raya brura. That's the chor what Tos is saying. The whole Chayusha, I'm not introducing magic to us. It's not a din, it's a svara. It's a svara based on a din, right? If you establish a chazaka three times, you can establish the teva of a behema or the teva of an odom three times. So just like by Shara Mu'ad, the Shor is established as Huchzuk Nachlin after three times, so too the nature of the Marakama is established after three times. It's established through 3 years that he's Huchzuk Shaskin. And Huchzuk Shaskin is not some magic way that now we're going to attribute the Karka to the Machzik. It's that if he's Huchzuk Shaskin, that's the Raya Brua the Machzik is looking for. The Machzik needs a Shtar Mechira. He needs Edim to prove that he's the owner. Oh, but after 3 years, the Bailam are Huchzuk Shaskin. So once the Marakam is Huchzuk Shaskin, then that's the biggest Raya. It's the Raya Brua. It's a tantamount to Edom and to Shtar. Right? It's the Raya Brua that the Marakam has sold it to the Masik, that the Masik is the Bailam. So Fractai says, if that's the case, what's the Kash of the Gemara? What's the Kash of the Gemara? The Gemara asks, why after three? The Nafgamina, the Maisa, the Gabi Sharmud is only after four. He only pays the Nezek Shalim after four. So here too, I should say, the Cheskas Karkos is only after 4 years. Why? If he's Huchzuk Shask, I'm just looking for what? For a Raya Brua, for the Machzik. If he's Huchzuk Shaskin after three times, the Raya Brua is here. So of course, after three times, it's going to be a Raya Brua. And the Karka is going to be awarded to the Machzik. I don't need the four times. The whole Kasha of the Gemara is a Pella. That's Tosfos' Kasha. But leave out the kasha for a moment. Okay, we'll get back to the kasha. Get back to the teretz. But how is Tosfos learning that Halacha Yerusha assume that there's a svar over here? The svar that Shara Mu'ad, the chazak of Shara Mu'ad is established after three times. The Shara is established now as a Huchzuk Nachlin. So just like a Shara can be established as a Huchzuk Nachlin after three times, the Bailim, the Marakama should be established as Huchzuk Shaskin, and then Mimela. The Masik has a Raya Brua that the Kaka belongs to him, so therefore he should be Zoche the Kaka. That's how Tosfos are learning Halacha Yerusha. And that's why Tosfos is very troubled with the Kasha, with the Hamshach HaGemara. Comes the Ramban, and he says, that's not what the Halacha Yerusha is saying. Is that what the Halacha Yerusha is saying at all? What is Ramban saying? This is a gold mine of the Ramban. Ramban. Ramban is beautiful. Every Ramban is beautiful. But this Ramban is really good. What does Ramban say? Quotes of art in the Ramban. Mishar Amur. He says, Lo neschaber li my inyan zu lezu. Wow, what's Sharmur and Chesed Gimel Shoni? What my inyan Shmita Itzel Harsina? Wow, what's the Gemara making these comparisons? He says, you know what? There's something here. Something here. Avol nira shalakachi kishem lomar. Kishem Shishra Mua, Kevin Shinogach Sholosh Negichos Yotza me also Chazaka Shol Tamuz, Avkan Yotza, Sodazu Mecheska Shol Mocher, Kevin Shiyotza's Mecheskosa, all of Lahavi Raya Shalom Mocher, Shareza Muchzuk Vaomid. The courts of art in the Ramban, it's a few words. He's not saying anything. I mean, he's saying tremendous. But he's not saying too much. Easy to work on. What does he say? Kashem Shishara Mu'ad Kemet Shanar al Shalosh Negichos Yatsam Yosa Chazaka Shal Tamuz. The Shor gores three times, so now he's not a Shor Tam. He left the Chazaka, the status of Tamuz, now he's a Shor Mu'ad. Avkan Yotza Sodazu Mechazaka Shal Mochan. So too, So the machzik is sitting on the karka for 3 years, and there's no mechor. So the karka is yotza mechazoko shel mochen. It leaves the status of the mochen. The kevan sheyotzas mechazkasa, olav lahavi raya, shalom machra, shareze muchzak ve'omi. What's the key word over here? Come on. What's the key word? You heard it. What?
Muchzak.
Muchzak ve'omi. Exactly. Exactly. Muchzak v'omen. What's Rabban saying? Is he saying anything about Huchzak Shaskin? No. He doesn't mention Huchzak Shaskin. Holchei Usha l'fid Rabban are saying something different. What are they saying? That I know Cheskes Gimel Shanim from Shor HaMuad. That just like by Shor HaMuad, there's a chazok after 3 times. And what happens after 3 times? The status of the Shor changes. He's a Shor HaMuad and not a Shor Tan. So too, by karka, the status, the ownership, the muchzokus of the karka changes after 3 years. The marakama was viewed as the muchzok before 3 years, and now after 3 years, the machzik is viewed as a muchzik. And if the machzik is viewed as a muchzik, so then what's the halacha? All of lahavi raya. The Marakama now is a motzi mechavero. He wants to be motzi from the muchzak. And the rule is, ha motzi mechavero, all of haraya. The motzi mechavero has the burden of proof. That's what the whole chayusha is saying. From Shor HaMuad, we learn the yisod that there can be a status change 3 times. If there could be a status change, lagabe negichis, there could be a status change, lagabe the karka. We're not talking about, is there a raya brewer here? He's huchzak shaskin after 3 times, and therefore there's a Raya Brua that the machzik owns the field that it was sold to him that he got it from my father. No, it's much more fundamental. Chazaka is teaching me that there could be a status change in the karka, that the shem muchzik can change in 3 times. So if the shem muchzik changes, if the marakama is no longer muchzik, if the machzik now is viewed as a muchzik, so then the marakama is a motzi mechavera and he has to bring the raya. The burden of proof is on him to prove that the machzik. It's not the current owner. So that's why the machzik is going to be zochen the karka. It's a totally different approach. Totally different approach. It's not the approach that we're working. We're working with the huchzak shaskin that now there's a raya brua that the machzik actually owns the karka, but rather, no, the machzik is just turning into a mosik. And once the machzik is turning into a mosik, the burden of proof is on the marakama, and if he doesn't bring a raya, so then the machzik is going to be zochen. It's going to be zochen the karka. These are two different approaches. We'll see. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. That the Ramban continues that based on his approach, the hemshich of the Gemara is poshut. Right? That's why the Gemara asks this kasha. Tosfos is troubled with the kasha of the Gemara because Tosfos has a different approach. The point of Tosfos, taka the hemshich, the kasha of the Gemara is difficult. The Ramban would say, I have a different approach. The whole chiyush, I'm not saying what Tosfos is saying. So therefore, the kasha of the Gemara is going to fit in very beautifully. We'll see that the hemshich of the Gemara lefi the Ramban is much more. Logical, it's understandable. Tosis has to stand on his head. Tosis is going to have to stand on his head because they didn't think that the Ramban is right in their pshat. So Tosis is going to have to give a different answer to explain what the Hemshech of the Gemara is all about. Okay, we'll stop here. The Gemara. I'll just add a brief thought to it.